Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia dealers of Ireland. Wherever the next 7 years bring you, Kia are with you all the way.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Joe at RT.ie in 1850 715 815. Stephen Sweetman, it's not back to normality, but a building scam. And I don't name the company at this stage because we discovered there's loads of companies with the same name or variations of. What happened? You lost 1,400 quid, Stephen. How?
Yeah, basically, I had a leak on a roof, an extension of mine on the back. Yeah. And I got onto a website. I won't name the website, obviously, you know.
Well, it's a general website, is it?
Yeah. Search, yeah. Use trades and from, you know.
So yeah, well, what's it called? What's the website? You can kind of name the website.
Bark website. Okay. Bark. They have tradesmen and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I thought I had some comeback from them. But anyway, I came out, had a look at the roof, blah, blah, blah. And I said, go ahead, do the work. So when I got out to have a look at the work he'd done, he starts sort of getting me mind away from me. He starts saying, oh, you look at your tiles are coming off the rest of the roof, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do I mean that it's coming off? He says, oh, yeah. So he goes, so that's all watertight now, blah, blah, blah. And I said, can I get your business card off you? And he says, oh, hold on, I'll email you that on through the website, you know what I mean?
And had you already agreed a price with him to do the work?
Yeah, I did, yeah, okay.
And was he cheaper than others?
Well, another chap told me that it needed a new roof, so I didn't want to go through that roof. You know what I mean? I was getting close to 3,000 and all that sort of stuff.
You nearly went through the roof when you heard that price.
Yeah,
but anyway, this guy was cheaper. And what, he came on his own?
He came on his own, gave me a price, and then I said, all right, go ahead. The next day, then he came out. When I had a look at the work, then he was in a hurry to get paid, believe it or not. I says, oh, you know, he was going on about the lockdown. I need to get the money before tomorrow's the lockdown, blah, blah, blah. So when I said from that, can you hang on there tonight? I'm not finished working at 5 o'clock, whatever, you know, I'll be on about 5:30. Oh, can you knock it down to me sooner, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, not really, you know. So
much did you give him, Stephen?
I gave him the 1,400 cash.
What did he do for that?
Be honest with you, he didn't do an awful lot. Be honest, all he does is paint over the screws with waterproof paint.
Have you been trying to contact him since?
The phone was straight away. The next day, sure, it started leaking again. I rang the phone, sure, it was knocked off the phone I was contacting him on, you know. Got onto the website, then they wouldn't give me any information. I said, have you not got this chap's details, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't have them. It's subcontracted out or something like that.
Just a platform, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still up on the website? That's the thing, to try and warn other people. Is he still up on the website?
No. The page was taken down.
What do you think, in hindsight, in terms of lessons learned, unfortunately expensive for you, 1,400 quid, especially at this time, what do you think you did wrong, or what else could you have done to not have used that website? Yeah.
You know, not have used that website. I thought they were a reputable website. You know,
but
what
they
mean?
Are a reputable website. But any website, sure, it happens. We've any of the big websites, and you know, you can advertise. Yeah. It's your man that's the messer, to say the least.
Yeah. And not only that, he parked. I was surprised there was no van outside the house that he parked 3 or 4 doors down.
And what was he in? Was he in a van?
No, he was in a car. When I went out, I was getting logged out of the car. When he was leaving, I wanted to see what plan he was driving. He was in a hurry to put a ladder on the car and get out of there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which alarm bells start ringing then, you know what I mean?
And what type of car was he in?
He was in a Ford Ford Fiesta, blue Ford Fiesta, with a roof rack on it, with put his ladder on, you know?
And that was it? That was the sum total?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I just couldn't wait to get out of there. In other words...
And this happened in Dublin?
Yeah, in Dublin, yeah. 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, Joan is listening. Joan is in Dublin 7. Well, you're in Cabra. That's Dublin 7 as well.
Yeah, it's only up the road from that lad there. It's
okay.
Not too far, yeah.
And what happened to you?
I got onto a website 2 weeks ago on the Monday night.
Yeah.
And I was looking, my gutters were leaking, as I thought, but there wasn't much leaking. And so I got onto this website, and it was the first one came up on when I Googled gutters, you know, to be cleaned.
Okay.
So... I put a quote in, I just put a note in saying, need someone to look at gutters, they're leaking.
Okay.
And I went to bed that night, and 8 o'clock that morning, I got a phone call. which was unusual, because on the website, they come back to you on the website, give you a quote, and, you know, talk, they don't ring you. But I didn't realise that at the time.
Okay.
So at 8 o'clock, I got a phone call, and it was, he said, this is Hilltop Roof, and you put it, you want your gutters done. And I said, yeah, that's right, yeah. So they went off anyway, and they came around to the front. They were looking out the back and all the gutters, but I only wanted the front ones done. And he came around anyway, and I knew by looking at him there was something wrong with him, but my head was all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
And he got up on the roof anyway, and he says to me, are them gutters, he says, you need new gutters.
Okay.
And I said, what's wrong with them? And he says, oh, no, they're leaking. So I was standing at the front door, and there was two of them there, and next thing, he pulled the gutters down. They took them right down, the whole gutter-like.
Yeah.
And he took black stuff out of it, which I didn't know what was at the time. And I said, what's that for? And he said, that shouldn't have been up there. He said, that shouldn't have been up there. We're just taking that down. And which I found out later, it was the felt that should have been under the gutters they robbed well. So I had to go over to the shops.
Yeah.
And I went over to the shops anyway. And I came back. And when I came back, you see, the gutters were up. And it was only about 15 minutes in the shops. And he says, there's your new gutters there. And I says, where did you get them? I was having a chat with him. I didn't think there was anything wrong at this stage. And he says, we went out to Holt to get them. And I says, I used to live out there. Where did you get them in Holt? And the other fella on the ladder that was up the ladder says, no, it was Baldoyle, McMahon's in Baldoyle.
Ah, they're big,
they're
very big.
Yeah, and I says, I never heard of them anyway. And I still didn't cop on. And then he says to me, you wouldn't give us some water and bleach, a bucket of water and a brush. I realised they had nothing with them,
yeah.
You know, and I still didn't cop on. So then he said to me, there's something else wrong with your roof up there. Two of the bricks or something is a bit loose. Now, he says, it costs you a couple of hundred, but he says, could do it for 200. I'll get this real thick cement and fix them for you, and I'll be back to you in a half an hour. So I says, OK, grand. So they were gone, and they left their ladders in my back garden.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it then, and I rang back the number on the end of the sheet, and I said, there's two lads that's been here doing gutters with me, and I don't want to get that done. My brother-in-law's going to have a look at it, which I just said, because I didn't want them coming back. I still didn't cop on there was anything wrong at that stage. Literally didn't, like. So next thing, I went up to go to the toilet, and I came down, and the ladders were gone out of the garden, and the gate was wide open, so they must have been somewhere near, and they just came back and took their ladders. I think they thought I copped onto them, which I hadn't. It's only when I went out and the gutter started leaking again and I looked up. And
but how did they get the money off you, Joan?
What happened was, when they were finished the gutters, you see, he says to me, which I should have said, do you take cards? You see, I said to him, I'll get the cash for you. And I went over to the shops and got the cash when they were out doing. That's why I didn't see how much they were doing. But I realised then, I looked up and there was loads of, they took the hooks to hang the gutters up. They took four of them off, I think, as well. They took all the black stuff out, the felt stuff. They took all that out and put me all gutters back up, and I had to get another fella out now.
You thought you were paying 800 quid for new gutters. You didn't get them.
Yeah, he put me old ones back up.
And how did you not fall for? How did you fall for that?
Because
he washed them while you were at the shops.
No, I went to the shops, and by the time I came back, they had the old gutters up. And there was nothing really wrong with my gutters. They were fairly clean. They just needed a rubber, a cloth, probably. You know, they weren't like old
and then
gutters.
Scooped
so
out,
when I came back, I said, what's that dirt on the gutters? I looked at them, and he says, oh, that's because her hands are all dirty from the roof, he says. And he says to your man, wipe them down for that woman with that cloth. But I should have realised, because they had nothing with them. You know, nothing. They had nothing with them, not even a sweeping brush.
And do you recognise?
I would recognise him again. Tall, skinny fella, and he's a jumper on him and a pair of black trousers, which was unusual for a worker.
Does that ring a bell with you, Stephen?
It does indeed. That same guy, Joe. And not only that,
small,
that's the company they said was Hilltop. Yeah, Donald. Did he say his name, Donald?
He never told me his name, but I just know that it was funny because he had a jumper on him.
I know what you mean.
And a pair of black trousers. But you see, my head was all over the place. My dog was after being sick and all of me. My head was all over the place. And the girl that lived facing me, she was sitting out her back, and she says to me, what happened to your gutters yesterday? I met her the next day.
Yeah.
And I said, I was fellas doing it and all like that. And she says, I think they put the same gutters up, she says, because I remember your gutters. There was a mark on it over the bathroom window, she says. and you could see the mark on it, she said, still. I never even noticed that. She said that
but when,
to me, you
when
know?
Did you hand over the 800 quid to these gutter snipes?
When the job was finished, and I gave him the 800, and he left it. Then he says to me, you have another problem there, he says, he says, now, it'll cost you a couple of hundred, but I could do it for 200 for you, he says,
that
and
was
I get
that
good
was the,
thick cement. So I gave him the 800, which I shouldn't have gave to him. I should have waited till he came back to do the other job. But you see, when he was gone, I said, I'm not wasting, there after cost me 800, I'm not wasting another 200, I'll wait till after the summer. You know?
Yeah.
Me, like, I'm so annoyed, and the police, like, came up and all, and there's nothing they can really do. They, I got onto Google and all, and I got onto the website in England. They were on a Bark website. That's
yeah,
what they so, were on.
That's what Stephen said. I never heard of it. Yeah.
Well, I got onto the man
and would
in
you
England.
What do you say?
I said to him, I told him exactly what happened, and I said, these fellas are ripping other people off. I said, I'm not going to get me money back, I says, by ringing you.
But
my
you
money
want to
is
help
gone.
Other people.
But these are going around, I said, and people are working hard for their money, I says, and they're ripping people
we're in,
off.
We're in for a penny, in for a pound. You named...
Yeah.
You named them. I was hoping people wouldn't, but the damage is done. The damage is done to you. It's called Hilltop Roofing and Guttering. Now, the reason I say I'm asking people to bear with us now, there's so many companies called Hilltop. It's probably after Amanda Gorman's poem last week at the inauguration. But it's not just Hilltop Motors. And they're all brilliant, legitimate companies.
Yeah.
But this crowd called
themselves...
They're
robbing their logo.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah, that's what the man on the phone told me when I rang him.
Oh, but there is a genuine Hilltop Roofing and Guttering.
There probably is.
I'm definitely in the high court.
There probably is somewhere, but you see, they're
a legitimate company, okay.
Yeah.
But just be wary of two. Do you know what type of car they came in, Joan?
A blue car.
Would you reckon
that the ladders were on top of it?
Yeah, okay, it's a blue family car, saloon car.
Yeah, it's a real, you know that old blue colour? It's a, you know, like, I think about it now, nobody goes around in them. It wasn't a pale blue or it wasn't a navy, it was that with the blue in between.
The old blue.
Yeah, the old fashioned blue, I'd call it.
Okay, so, you know, but there's a resemblance. They came in a family car. Stephen identified it as a blue Ford Fiesta. They had a roof rack and a ladder. Was it one ladder, two ladders, three
the
ladders?
The ladder was sort of folded, so I don't know whether they had one or two. It's just sitting on top of the car.
But in your case, Joan, there was two of them together.
Two of them. There were two fellas, yeah.
Okay. So we just asked the people.
When did that man get his done? What day was it?
Stephen, when did you get yours done?
It was Wednesday of 2 weeks ago.
I got mine done Tuesday two weeks ago.
Oh, good luck.
So it must be in that day before yours. You must
so they got 2,200 off the two of you.
Yeah,
and he would have got more. He's probably going around.
And had
I
the
was
guards...
just afraid, Joe, they'd come back into the estate.
Yeah.
Because. You know what I mean? Because my son tried to ring. There was a number on the end of the thing, and my son rang it, and he heard the phone was put down every time he rang it. He couldn't get through, and I kept ringing it.
And we're trying to get through to them as well.
Yeah, and a woman answered, and the phone was put down. And my son said he could hear kids in the background watching Peppa Pig and all.
Okay.
So I don't know where they're living, but I hope to God, like they never come back here again, because me mental health and all is suffering over it.
And have you ever been duped before, Joan?
No, never in my whole life.
Yeah, and I'm surprised.
No.
Yeah,
and
I
hear of people that happening to
people,
I just say, how did you let that happen?
I know.
And here I am, and I would never let something happen like that, but it's the way they...
Okay. But you know, say you were under pressure, which is what they're hoping for.
Yeah, I was all upset. The dog was after being sick, and he was up in the vets on the Monday night, and this was the Tuesday morning, and they rang me at 8 o'clock.
They were on.
You see, I think what they're doing is, they look, I'm not convinced, but the man that I was talking to over in England, in the UK, on the Bark website, he says to me what could have happened. They look at that to see what people want jobs done.
Yeah.
And they take your phone number down.
Yeah.
Right? And they ring you early the next morning before anybody on that website can contact you.
That's it, yeah.
That's why I thought they were legit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, we just have to be careful. Joan, that's 800 quid in cash gone.
It's annoying me. I'm sick, I'm new gutters. I got a fella out of Cabra then last week, a lovely man, and he had to fix them all up for me. He only charged me 150 now, but they're brand new, and he put new brackets and all on for me.
Very good.
And he's in Cabra, A lovely man, yeah. Okay. A man and a son. They're roofers, like, and they have their own business, you know.
Okay, well done, well done.
Yeah, and if I had got him first, I wouldn't be in this mess.
Okay, well, don't be worrying. How's your dog?
Well, my dog is all right. He had that vomiting bug. All the dogs had it.
Serious?
Yeah, and all the dogs. Over on the other side in St. Anne's Park, there's loads of dogs that are having it. It's just a vomiting bug going around.
And how are you managing during the pandemic, Joan?
Well, I'm on my own now because all my children are all married and all. You know, the last one moved out last year, and like, it's bad enough having the pandemic on, a sick dog, and everything else going on, and this to happen to you, you know.
But does the Blue Cross van truck still go to Cabra every Monday? Is it?
Yeah, but I go to be vets up, and he's beside the Phoenix Park there.
Okay.
And I go there with the dog because he's like, since he was a puppy,
so
he's 16 now.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
What breed is he?
He's a Jack Russell.
Oh, fair play.
And he had his two legs done this year. He had his cruciate done. He's one leg done in December, and he got the other one done in July.
You sure that's not Jack Russell who plays centre forward for Cherry Orchard United and Batty?
Is he
a dog or a football player?
He's got his two cruciates done, his two back legs. So he was half of the year, for 6 months nearly, 3 months and 3 months, you know?
He was in a cage?
Yeah, a cage in the house because he couldn't walk on the leg. Had to keep him in a cage and just lift him around the place and all.
And how much did the two operations cost you?
$1,200.
But you love him, obviously.
Every week I save. I have two dogs, and I save for them. And then I have them insured as well. So like, they pay some of it. So like, anything that goes wrong, I have his money saved. You know.
And what's your other dog called? What's your dog called?
Oh, he's called Sam, the 16-year-old. And the other little one I found her 2 years ago. She's a Jack Russell. She was thrown out after having pups, so I kept her now. That's Lexi.
And she's
company for the other fella because I had to put a dog asleep 3 years ago and Sam wouldn't eat after the other dog went, you know.
Joan, you're a great animal. What's been the hardest thing about the pandemic?
The hardest thing is not seeing your family.
Yeah.
Grandkids, you know.
And can they come up to the bottom of the garden or that? No.
It's just, that's the hard bit, you know? That's really the hard bit.
Okay, well, you look after yourself.
I will. And tell that man to watch himself. I'm glad I'm not the only one now that they're at there getting done, but they must be doing the same area.
Okay. And, Joan, what would you say? Because you sound like you have a good... Well, you're a great animal, which is always a good sign. What would you say to people who are getting fed up during the pandemic?
You just have to, like, it's not going to last forever. But you have to take one day at a time. You get up in the morning and you just do what you're doing today, you know.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing, Joe, I'm getting mixed up, I can wake up in the mornings and I can't remember what day of the week it is.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, because you do things certain days and you're not doing them anymore. But you have to get out, even if it's only for a while. I'm okay, I have dogs, so I go up to Phoenix Park with them, you know. I get out with the dogs. But even if you've no dogs, just go out for a walk.
Yeah, just do a walk.
Yeah, just go out for a walk. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you don't want to go. Once you get outside the door, you're all right.
Yeah, and just be careful now on the ice. That's the only thing.
And the ice
Just be careful.
Yeah, that's it. But, like, you have to get out. And, like, God love all the people now that, like, have passed on and all, and their families it's a terrible state. But
have you taken more interest in telly or radio or reading or...
Well, I'm doing more things than I ever done before, but I do knit now. I knit blankets for Dogs Trust every year for the dogs.
Right.
Yeah, I knit about 100 blankets. I start at the beginning of the year and then I go up to them at Christmas with them all, you know.
You're brilliant.
Yeah, I do that, like, you know, and like, I just do. No housework to do, of course, because there's nobody in the house, only me now, you know. The house is spotted, it's clean, you know.
They're
grand now, thank God.
Okay,
but like,
well done.
I'm glad someone else knows, because I thought I was the only one that would have scammed, you know.
Okay, well, that's a warning to people.
Yeah.
Okay, you mind yourself, Joan.
I will. I listen to your programme all the time, I do.
Very good. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Joan. Thanks.
See you, Joan. Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.